Shlomo learns from Shvi's friend. Shvi's friend was supposed to be Mishnah from his sister, that's Rav Shmuel. In Bar Netziah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph is Machlek of Tzin Rav and Rav Yosef. What's the din of Hashem Raveda that he has to bring the Aveda Schaver of the Beisah, Vassaf Tatot Beisecha, Vem Chador Shechichosa, Vashivosa, Vram Chav Beis Beis. So according to Rabba, he has a din of Hashem Rechina. And therefore Rashi says he's only Chayiv B'Pshia. According to Yosef, he is a din of Hashem Yisachar. And that means that he's chayiv b'gneva v'aveda. The Yisod of the Machlokas is in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. There are two reasons given for the opinion of Rav Yosef that he's Hashem Yisachar, even though he's not getting any hana. So one reason is because the Rabbi L'Mesav Le'Rifta La'anya, he's Yosef Mitzvah Patra and Mitzvah, he doesn't have to give any bread to the poor person, and therefore it's considered Hashem Yisachar because he's saving this money. According to Taisvis, he's patur from giving the bread dafka when he's Isaac in the Aveda, like when he spreads it out for the sake of the Aveda, or because he's doing something on behalf of the Aveda, but if the Aveda is in his house, that's not going to patur him from giving the bread to the poor man, because he can do both, that's Taisvis. The Raivid holds, brought in the Mukha Yosef, that even Bishal She'enu Mitzasek, but patur Ramesa Rifta La'anya. Even if he's not Isaac in the Aveda, he's still patur from giving the bread to the poor person. Al Kopanim, that's the Shita of Yosef, that a Shem Raveda is considered a Shem Rasachar, because he doesn't have to give bread to the poor person. Because of the Aveda, Asik Mitzvah Patur and Amitzvah, so that makes him a Shem Rasachar, and that gives him a higher level of Shmira, of Chiyu, Bugneva, Vaveda, Gedam, Yigid Mepharshe, Am Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, and Bisham Rasachar, Dam, Kedra, Rachman, and Shude, Baal Korcha, Hilchach, Kashem Rasachar, Dami, since the Torah was Mishabe him, Baal Korcha, that he didn't choose this Shmira, but rather the Torah subordinated him against his will, therefore he is a din of a shomer sachar. Because the reason that a shomer chinam is chayav only mipshia is because the Torah said that when they're mekabel shmira v'chinam, they don't want to be mischayav more than this. Otherwise, every shomer should be chayav v'gneiv v'aveda. So the shmira of an aveda is not because he wants to be shomer it, but the Torah is mechayev him, and therefore he's going to be chayev in kneiva v'aveda like a shomer sachar. The darim lama gimel on the base mubeis machlekes being Rav Ami Rav Asi, where the nichse baal aveda surin ala machzir. So let's say the baal aveda is mechasim. Are also on the person being machzir. You know, the machzir is not allowed to get enough from the Baal Aveda. One says he's not allowed to give it back because he's mishana, he's getting hana from Kutu to Rav Yosef. Because he's also in this mitzvah, and therefore he shouldn't have to return the Aveda because he's going to get hana from this person he's not allowed to get hana from because of the Kutu to Rav Yosef. The one says that yes, mahadilei, because Kutu to Rav Yosef lo shchia, it's not common. In Chayshin Mishpat and Siman Ayin Bey, Sif Hey, it says, Mishin is Smashkein, somebody with a Mashkein was taken by the Ne'amane HaKol, Al Chelko, by representatives of the community, dependent representatives of the community, and his Chelek, that's Magia Me'amas, a Mashkein was taken because he owes them tax, he's not paying. And then the Mashkein was stolen. So neither the community nor the Ne'aman have a din of a shomer sachar. And this din is from the Tshuvas HaRash for the Shach in Sif Katan Lamed Daled, Shadi Narga B'Divrei HaMechaber. And he says that the Rashba himself, that he's basing himself on, writes Shehu Makom Iyun, Rotre Yisra Gadol Sheyischad Mishim Shomer Sachar. He should be a shomer sachar. The Machaber says, "Ain lakal v'lo l'neman din shomer sachar." Neither of them, neither the kal nor the neman, have a din shomer sachar. The Shach says that the Rashba is not so sure himself. And B, It's a svar gadol she is chayv mishum shemer tzachar. Why? Because mitzvah ka'avid u'mistaka b'pruta d'Rav Yosef. Because he's doing a mitzvah, and since he's doing a mitzvah by guarding this mashkan, so he gets the schar of pruta d'Rav Yosef. Like the Rajba writes, b'tchilas ha'tshuva gam ha'rajba k'dusha l'gitin ha'tlamar, ha'petropas shemun ha'nechzei somar ha'shemet sachar, ha'petropas, who's a point of nechzei somar din ha'shemet sachar, he's na'am pruta d'Rav Yosef, ad kan mitdivei ha'shach. So Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg is tameya on the shach. This is called Dvar of Tumun. Tim kein neim agavi shemar chinam gam kein de'la havi shemet sachar, agazai. So why don't we say shemar chinam is also a shemet sachar? Davin mitzvah gemilas chesed megufa, he's doing a mitzvah gemilas chesed. Ve'in shem benesivus hamishpa b'yirin sif kot yutes, shekasu degavei tzedakah hanotan mashkan, ein b'hem shum mitzvah. Like a bit stuck that takes a mashkan has no mitzvah. Do you call him little schar al kach? Vamna mechiv mutu la kol adam lita in stucco. Avalem chiv a mitzvah sese al shum adam lios gabit stucco. Rachachiv ala beis in lakav is yisur ala hamin mamunam al zeh, mamunam rashan lakabal schar al zeh. Vashach bezeh putad rev yosef. So they could get paid for what they're doing. And therefore, when they take the mashkan, it's not considered a mitzvah. They could be doing this for pay. So everybody has to give tzedakah, but there's no chiv on a person to be a gavei tzedakah. The chiv is in the basin to force Jewish people to give tzedakah and to appoint people who are responsible for this. And the people who are responsible are allowed to be mekabel schar al zeh. And Prita Rav Yosef isn't shaykh, because it's not a mitzvah that they're doing. It's a, they can be paid. There's no mitzvah to be a gavei tzedakah. Only if it's a place where it's an actual mitzvah saseh. If he has a mitzvah that he has to do, and he's not allowed to give him a kabel schar, only then we say, like by Shabbos Aveda, or by Halva, because the man diomer that amal v'al amashkan, dinak Hashem v'sachar, Mishum the mitzvah kavi, but mitzvah pei beis. He's a mitzvah to be shomer the aveda, the mashkan, to shake it out, to spread it out. Kevin David mitzvah memela nanami pruter b'yosef. So there he's doing a mitzvah. He's nanami pruter b'yosef. So being a gavet staka is not considered a mitzvah. Mitzvah for the Jews to give staka, and they just have to have memunim, and the memunim can ask for schar. That's not considered a mitzvah. A mitzvah you get pruter of Yosef. Like by Shavu Seveda or by Halva. But the Gavai Tzedakah don't get a mitzvah. Not that the Rashba writes that an apotropis, Dino Kishayim Resachar, we're talking about Yisomim that can't be Mefakech B'Iskeim, B'Nechseim Yodin Timyayim, Shleim Samishim Mefakech. So we have Yisum, and nobody can take care of their property. So if nobody takes care of their property, it's going to get lost. So these apotropism are like Meshiva Veda. They're saving it from being lost. They're the Nechzei Yisum. So, if you don't, the Nesiva says on the Shach that if you don't have a mitzvah, he argues in the Shach, and he says that if you don't have a mitzvah of Nior v'Shituach, if you don't have a special mitzvah of Nior v'Shituach, then Mishum Mitzvah, Xeris Rachman, Allah Shach, Purta de Rav Yosef. When does Purta de Rav Yosef obligate you? When does Purta de Rav Yosef patter you? Only you have a special mitzvah. What's that? Hashavas Aveda, Amashkon of Ahalva, the Apotropos in over Nechse Yisomim. They have a special mitzvah, so So Namela, that patters them because they're patter me pretty dirty yasif. But not these Naamanim. When they take the mashkan, the Gabbai stuck and take the mashkan because he's not paying what he is obligated to pay from the community. So that doesn't give them a din of Hashem itself, but there's no special mitzvah there. So Rav Weinberg adds that the Ikar din of Pritah de Rav Yosef is only b'shemer aveda. Because Shemir Aveda is Mechuyev B'Shmirah, because the Torah said he has to do Shmirah. Rak Einanu Yoidim Be'ez Shmirah Chiyavto Torah. We just don't know what level of Shmirah the Torah was Mechayev him. B'Shmirah Shel Shem Mechinam or Shel Shem Mesachar? Does he have the level of Shmirah B'Shem Mechinam or the level of Shmirah B'Shem Mesachar? Then we say that since we see that he's not of a good Rav Yosef, the Torah must definitely have placed upon him the chiyuv of b'shem Yisachar. Hashem came b'shem Rechinam, she'ein alav shmira, elim kibla miratzvan ha'atoy. Hashem Rechinam only had shmira when he was mekabel shmira miratzvan ha'atov. So you can't be mechayiv him the chiyuv of b'shem Yisachar mitam putit Rav Yosef. Because he can say, I don't want this hana. I don't want to be a Shemir Sachar. If you say he's going to be Pater out Shemir Sachar, he's going to be Chai V'chiyuv Shemir Sachar. That's a higher level of responsibility. He doesn't want that. If the Torah placed the Chiyuv on him, to the Seder, so now he has the Tiyadin of a Shemir. Since we see that he's Nenef and Purtu Rav Yosef, we say that the Torah placed on him the Chiyuv of a Shemir Sachar. The Shem Rechinam, who accepted upon himself the Shemira, he doesn't want the tour of Prutah Rav Yosef, he doesn't want to be a Shem Mesachar. Let's say somebody said he was Mekabel upon himself to be a Shem Rechinam. The Baal Pikadon forced him to take money. He becomes a Shem Mesachar. Vadai Shalom. So you can't force somebody to be a Shem Mesachar. So a Shem Rechinam, you can't force to be a Shem Mesachar. So Memela, Shem Rechinam, you don't know like the Nesivas pointed out, and Nesivas said that we said before that Hashem Rechinam could be Hashem Resachar because he's doing Mrs. Gemilas Chasad and Megufa. The answer is no, he doesn't want to be Hashem Resachar. You can't force him. You're right, he's doing Mrs. Gemilas Chasad. You can't force him to be Hashem Resachar. And also the Gaboy Tztaka, you can't force them to be Shem Resachar. So here is where Rav Weinberg's derech goes off the derech of the Nesivos, as is pointed out by the Perush Gachal Ayesh. That according to the Nesivos, that a Gaboy Tztaka doesn't become a Shem Resachar is because they don't have a mitzvah. Because they're allowed to be paid for it. That's not a mitzvah. It's their job. And the mela, they're not pater from giving a pruta to an ani. It's not considered a mitzvah. But Rav Weinberg is saying that even if we say that they are pater from giving the pruta to the ani, because there is a mitzvah of gemilas chesed, it still doesn't make them a shem resachar. Because you can't force somebody to be a shem resachar. You can't force him to stick money in his pocket, say, oh, now you're getting paid, you're a Shem Mesachar. You can't say, oh, you're getting put to the Rav Yosef, I'm going to force you to be a Shem Mesachar. You can't force him. A person's a Shem Mesachar. If he says, I want to be paid for what I'm watching, then he's a Shem Mesachar. Then he's accepting upon himself the din of a Shem Mesachar. So why isn't any Shem Rechinam Chayiv Kishem Mesachar? So the Kadmon already asked this Kasha. So Weinberg asked it, Mitzad Zeh Shehu Avik Milos Chasad Begufa. since he's doing Gneilas Chasadim Megufo, he's Pater Mipurita Dor of Yosef. And then he asked the Kasha on the Shach. Because the Shach wanted to say that the Ne'amanim are Shomrei Sachar, because they're doing a mitzvah and they're Mistaka Mipurita Dor of Yosef. So the Sfirei says, all right, then every Shomer Chinam is Mistaka, because he's doing this as Gneilas Chasadim Megufo and it's Pater Mipurita Dor of Yosef. The Ritva asked Vim Toimar. Afilu Shomer Chinam Chayav Linaro Mifter Litin Prutalani. Even a Shomer Chinam has to take care of the Aveda, and therefore he's Pater from giving the Pruta talent to the Ani. Vim Kainer of Yosef Yedina Vishomer Sachar. So according to Rav Yosef, he should also have a Dina Vishomer Sachar, since he's Chayav to be Metapel. And the object, he has to take care of the object, that's going to pater him, that's a mitzvah, and that's going to pater him from giving the pruta to the ani, so we should be pater off the pruta to Rav Yosef. He should have a din of Hashem with Sachar, because when he's metapel in the avedi, he doesn't have to give the pruta to the ani. The Yishloimar answers the ritva, the shiny shomer, the chimanara la lav la mitzvah, alam idin shmiras v'shakiba alav v'feirish, v'achash v'yisek v'mitzvah l'faitra m'pruta to the ani. We can say that a shomer is different because when he shakes it, takes care of it, it's not for a mitzvah. It's because of the shmirah. Since he was mekabel upon himself the shmirah, that's why he's doing it. That's not considered a sacred mitzvah. It's because of the kabbalah shmirah, not because of the mitzvah of guarding the object. And therefore, it doesn't pater him from the prut of the ani. The Pnei Yeshua and the Sugin Bava Kamen and Vavam and Beis, he writes Kainze. He's already been chayiv in shmirah. Therefore, since he was already chayiv in shmirah, if he doesn't do the shatcha letzarcha, if he doesn't spread it out for its needs, then it's pshia. He's been chayiv to mishalem. So another one, he is shoteach it. He's not miskaven for the mitzvah. He's miskaven to pater himself from tashlumin, so that he's not a pesheya. גם שם מהווה את הכך. הוא כבר התחייב בשמירה, מה שנקרא מתעסק במצווה, השם מהווה דו, is מסחייב בשמירה עצה, and not that it's called מסעסק במצווה, העיקר מצווה משמע, שהיא בשער שמסעסק למויצה, זה לשם מצווה לא סוחה לסלם, הוא תקרא לי. When we say that a Shomer Aveda is a Misasek B'mitzvah, it's talking about when he is finding the object and he's doing the mitzvah of L'Asucha L'Isalim. That's when he's going to be Pater from the Pruta of Yosef. Not the entire time he has it. Afterwards, he's doing it Mikoach, that original Chiyuv Shmirah. It's like a Shomer Chinam. He's mekabel upon himself chiyuv shmirah, and that's why he has to be shoteach letzarcha. And if he's not pater mipurita to Rav Yosef, he's doing mitzvah the chiyuv shmirah, not mitzvah the mitzvah. The tzad hashaveh of the nesivos. The Ritva and the Pnei Yehoshua is that a Gabbai Tzedakah or Shomer Chinam are not called Oisek B'mitzvah B'shal Shishoitchim. In the Meila, there's no Hanami Pruta Dor of Yosef. Because according to the Nesivos, they're not considered Oisek B'mitzvah. There's no Mitzvah Chiyuvis. And the Raya is that they can be paid for this. According to the Ritva and the Pnei Yehoshua, they're not considered Misaskim B'mitzvah because they're already Mischayiv B'shmirah beforehand. According to the ritual of the Pnei Yehoshua, we have to say, it's not enough, but Regesh Shel Kabbalah says Shmira. Even if it's considered a rega, a moment of his askus, b'gemilas chasadim, in order that we should consider the mekabel an osek b'mitzvah. Because yes, the moment of Kabbalah says Shemirah is a mitzvah, but that's not enough for the future. That moment is a saskus b'gneilas chasadim, but that's not enough that he should be considered not safe for mitzvah the rest of the time. And afterwards, he would have to give the pruta to the ani. The Ritva in a different place, in Bava Metzia, and Daf Pei Beis on the Beis, the previous Ritva was in Shavuos and Daf Nadai. The Ritva and Pei Beis on the Beis in Bava Metzia writes that the reason a Shemar Chinam is not considered a Shemar Sechwa, it's Pruta of Yosef, is because he was makabel at stam and uninsadi that he only wants to be a shem rechinam, and even though lo pirish kimisha pirish them, but an aveda shabalo shalom idatz bailim, and it's also mitzvah. So there, his das is to be a shem yisachar b'pruta d'Rav Yosef, or to my basin that he's a shem yisachar. When he accepts it upon himself, he's only a Shemar Chinam. So it sounds like the three days is Mahalach, is like the Ritva. But they're both saying that this is all what he only accepted upon himself as Shemar Chinam, only accepted upon himself to be a Shemar Chinam. Can't force him to be a Shemar Socher. However, Lachar Iyun, it would appear, says the Gachalei Yesh, or Weinbrot, that the three days meant something else. אמנם ההנחה היא שגם אם שומר הפיקדון יהיה פטור מלתת פרוטה לעני בשעה שמתעסק לנערה וכדומה, זה לא יהפוך אותו לשומר שכר. So the understanding is that even if a shomer pikadon is potter from giving a pruta to an ani when he's busy taking care of the object, that doesn't turn him into a shomer sachar. But there are two differences between the ritva and the Sridesh. According to the ritual, would appear that the Nikudat HaMotza Sheputat Rav Yosef Enenu B'Geder HaNashel Mamash. The point of departure of understanding of the ritual is that the Prut of Rav Yosef isn't HaNashel Mamash. And therefore, B'Shemer Stam, Anan Sadeh, that he isn't masking to be a Shemer Chisachar because of that little Prut. It's not Hanashal Mamish that he's part of giving the pruta to the ani when he's busy with the ayah. Only in Rosh Veda that he went to Shem Mitzvah, the Dato Mishuma Mitzvah, Lishmor Shmim Rula, in other words, Leah Shem Mitzvah for pruta to Rav Yosef, or Shetanai Bezin Rashiya Bakach, in other words, Bezin wants him to be Shem Rashmir or Merula. If he wants to do this higher level Shmira, either because he's doing it for a mitzvah or because it's a tanai based in. So that's if he's a shomer aveda. In other words, based in wants it to be shomer shmira meula in order that the ratzon of the Torah should be miskayim to be machzir the aveda b'shlemusa. Therefore, he's going to do a shmira meula and he's going to take care of the object and even if an ani comes, he's not going to be able to give him. As mitov kach u'mistapek u'pruta d'Rav Yosef. Klamar, shelofin shnei ha'perushim shel ha'ritva, yesh kan b'china shel ach shvei l'pruta d'Rav Yosef. V'perush ha'rishon hu zeh shemachshiv et ha'pruta kiu zeh sachar. V'perush ha'sheni, beit din shemachshiv et ha'pruta kiu zeh sachar. והצורך להסביר למה בשומר אבידה הוא כן יהיה שומר שכר, ובגלל שבסתם אין פרוטה של רבי יוסף נחשבת לענה של ממש. In other words, we have two perushim of the ritva. One is that if he's a shomer avida, he's a shomer sachar, because daito li a shomer sachar b'pruta d'Rav Yosef. He wants to a higher level shmira. He wants to be considered a shomer sachar because of the pruta of Yosef, because he's doing this mitzvah. And therefore, he's willing to accept upon himself a higher level of Shemira altogether to Rabbi Yosef. Or the Tanai Basin is that he's going to have a higher level of Shemira. So we're machshiv the Prut of Rav Yosef. And you need to come on to be machshiv the Prut of Rav Yosef, because it's not considered Hanal Shel Mamish. And therefore, if he's a Shemir Chinam, he doesn't want to be Makabal himself to be a Shemir Sachar. And the Prut of Rav Yosef doesn't bother us because it's not Hanal Shel Mamish. It's not a significant Hana. That's in the Ritva. The Umatzot, according to the Sridei Eish, even if the Prut of Rav Yosef is considered Hana Shel Mamish, Ulo Yafoch L'Shamer Sachar B'Shel Kach, Ki Ana Aba Ba'al Kocho M'Meila Imenu B'Gedr Sachar. According to the Ritva, it's not Hana Shel Mamish. According to the Sridei Eish, it is, even if it is Hana Shel Mamish, it doesn't matter. Why not? Because it's Hana lo Baal Korcho. He doesn't want the Hana. And since he doesn't want the Hana of Prut of Rav Yosef, he can't force it upon him. And the ritual was makdim that Hashem repeated the Rei Gemara Ben Adarim, the Prut of Rav Yosef lo Shchiach. That's to show that it's not Hanah Shel Mamish. But according to the Sridei Eish, even if you consider Hanah Shel Mamish, it doesn't matter. Because it's Hanah Ba Lo Baal Korcho. And Hanah Ba Lo Baal Korcho is not considered Hanah. You can't force it on. You can't make him into a Shem Yisachar.